This donor conversation is with donor number 12891. Are you currently a student or are you working?
I'm working.
Okay. And what are you doing with your career?
I'm a fitness trainer, private and group.
Okay.
And yoga. I teach yoga.
And what led you to that career path?
Well, originally I wanted to be a psychologist. Mm-hmm. And so I graduated from school and was going to go to grad school for that. I started working as a personal trainer to have an idea to like pay my way through school, because I'd always been really into fitness since I started sports in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, while I was training people, I realized I was already doing the kind of work that I wanted to do as a psychologist, but maybe even more fundamentally, like changing their body, like it would have a direct impact on their psyche. And I was making good money with it too, so I just went that direction with it instead.
Oh, cool. So do you go back to school, or do you just stay as a fitness trainer?
I might go back to school for an advanced science degree to do some further work with nutrition kind of stuff.
Okay. And can you describe your personality? What are your prominent qualities?
Very energetic and social. Caring and hardworking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And are you close to your family?
Yeah, I had a really happy upbringing. My parents are together. I'm closer to my sister than my brother.
Okay.
But that's just because like he and we're good. My brother, he just got married and has a kid and is kind of involved with that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
My sister has a little bit more free time, so I spend more time with her.
Okay. So, which family member do you identify with the most?
Probably my sister.
Okay, so you're most alike? Or
yeah, and she's followed in my footsteps in a lot of ways, like into the same school and all these other things that we got into. So, yeah.
Okay. And what would your friends say about you? How would they describe you?
Probably similar to how I describe myself, like very authentic and genuine and honest and straightforward and playful.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of friends do you choose to be around, or do you like to be around?
I have a pretty wide variety of friends. I think the friends that I'm around most are the ones that are involved in some kind of similar work that I am, whether it's caring about health or personal growth and development, whether I'm kind of engaged in that, or music.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any hobbies?
Yeah, fitness is kind of my career, but it's also a hobby, like sports and things like that. But music is a big hobby, like making music, and dancing as well. I was really into like swing dancing and that kind of thing before, and and guitar.
So you play guitar? That's
guitar.
How you make music?
And computer music, like a fusion of like the two.
Like DJ?
Kind of like DJ, but actually I'm not as interested in playing other people's music as I am in making my own.
Mm-hmm.
Although both are fun. So yeah, I'm using like guitar and singing and songwriting and computer music and blending it together.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And what talent do you wish you were born with?
When I was younger, I was a better athlete, so I was really skinny, super, super skinny. So back then, that was that. Now, it seems like I usually have to work pretty hard for all of my skills. Like, it would have been maybe easier or nicer if I was just, like, naturally talented at music, but I've had to really, really, like, work to learn it.
Mm-hmm. What's the best piece of advice anybody has given you?
A friend once said when I was debating, like, whether to stay in this one area or move to a different one and change careers and not, she said, like, whatever you do, choose your choice. So, like, you can always, like, go one direction and then be like half guessing yourself or wishing you were in another way and never actually really present or fully in, you know, the choice that you made.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just let yourself be that and be fully that, then it's as good
mm-hmm.
as anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like that piece of advice.
Okay. And are you a morning or night person?
Both. I tend not to sleep very much. Every now and then I'll catch little naps, but I have really early morning clients and midday clients, and that's something I do my own workouts, and then I don't want to like miss my social life, so I'll still hang out with friends and my girlfriend and stuff after.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys do for fun?
Well, we like to go dancing a lot, but also a lot of my friends are performers, like musical performers, so we go watch them. Mm-hmm. Or just come to eat or have people over and make dinner.
What kind of food do you like to eat?
I make mostly vegan sort of stuff. But really, really like really healthy but really tasty kind of meals, and different genres. I can pick different cooking classes and different sort of like Thai classes or Indian classes or things like that, and so I kind of make fusions with different flavors.
So you're vegan?
No, I was for a while, but I like eating mostly that way, and I just got good at making food that was vegan.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you become who you are today?
Well, I think the main thing that's led me is just following what I was most excited or enthusiastic about, you know, whether it was sports or academics or like volunteer work or traveling. And I've always just done that thing that kind of lit me up the most.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like just through the course, it's like given me my friends and my skill set and my profession, just like one of the things I was most excited about.
And what's the bravest thing you've ever done?
There was one time when I was in a train station, and this girl was screaming. It was like screaming for help. And I looked up, and this huge dude was like holding her by the jacket and like shaking her down to the ground, and drug her over to the escalator. And I was like pointing up the escalator, and no one was doing anything. And I chased after him and tackled him and like held him down on the escalator as we were going up, and she got away. And then I let him up and they ended up getting in this fight, and he got arrested and all this stuff, but that was pretty great.
That is pretty great.
Yeah.
What do you spend most of your money on?
Right now my business, like whether it's expense for equipment or investments in products, a product line and that kind of thing, or trainings that I'm going through.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's the best compliment you've received?
That's so relative. I guess I mean there's like specific things. I don't want to say like, you know, identification or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the ones that I care most about are people just like when they just say that I'm a really good friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in a different way, you know. I didn't really say that, but essentially that's what I like most.
And do you think you're a good judge of character?
Yeah. I think I'm really good at treating people right from the start. Yeah.
Okay. What's the most spontaneous thing you've ever done?
Well, one time I was on vacation, and I was hiking by myself. My parents were off, also like doing a different activity. And I was hiking, and I found the summer, but there's still some snow where I was. And I found the bottom of these ski poles that were like cut in half, and it looked like someone was using them as little like hiking sticks. And I walked along this ridge of this black diamond like ski pole along the top of it. It was super steep. And I walked upon that, and then it took like an hour to get across because it was really like kind of a treacherous thing, and I didn't want to spend the whole hour getting back because I needed to go meet my parents. So I like tucked my jacket into my pants and that sort of thing, and like jumped down the bowl and like slid on my stomach using the pikes as a like to steer around the rocks and that sort of thing to get all the way down. That was pretty, like, that was pretty crazy for me. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, gravel and rocks and things you could hit, but I didn't think I was going to be doing that when I woke up in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you were asked who you would like to be born again as, what would your answer be?
I really like Jack White, he's a musician.
Mm-hmm.
He's from the White Stripes. I like him. And I like, I like Johnny Depp a lot too.
Mm-hmm. If you had 3 months to live, what would you do?
I'd spend it, you know, with my closest friends and try to like, consolidate the lessons and skills and things they've learned and record it somehow on video or in books or blog or something and try to spend a lot of quality time with people.
Mm-hmm.
And play a lot of music.
Mm-hmm. What are you afraid to lose the most and why?
I think my health, because one, I care a lot about being healthy, but second, because it's also my profession, you know, and I have to be a really high level of fitness to make money.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, like, get injured or anything like that, that would be a problem.
Okay. If your house was on fire and you grabbed three to five things before leaving, what would they be?
My computer, my guitar, and some of my music equipment.
All right, so this concludes our donor conversation. Thank you.
Cool.